I can tell you this. I didn't expect the Wright brothers to change the course of my life on a flight home from a film festival in 2000. I reached into the seat back pocket in front of me. Time magazine. The cover? The 100 greatest minds in history. Interestingly, each individual had a commentary written by someone of noted achievement themselves who had been influenced by them. Now listen, I really have no interest in flying, but I was curious. Why did Bill Gates comment about the Wright brothers? I mean, what about them had so influenced a man like Gates? Well, here's a piece of what he said. The Wright brothers created the first World Wide Web. They sparked a revolution as far-reaching as the industrial and digital. They remind us that genius doesn't have a pedigree. Man, I swear that hit me. Genius doesn't have a pedigree. But, you know, then I thought to myself, what did I even know about the Wright brothers? I mean, they had a bike shop, one had a mustache, they wore funny hats, and they invented the airplane. Frankly, I was embarrassed. That's all I knew. I mean, how was that even possible? Anyway, I couldn't stop thinking about them after that. I mean, what they had done, the accomplishment. I mean, think about it. The math and engineering alone was stunning. And that's not even accounting for the visionary and creative genius required. And then I came to find out, get a load of this, that neither of these two had even finished high school. I mean, who in the world were these guys? I devoured everything I could find on them, all the information I could get a hold of. The parents, they stood out to me instantly. Their father, Milton, he was a bishop in the United Brethren Church of Christ. And this man kept a diary for 60 years. I can't even tell you what a treasure that turned out to be. Susan, the mom, college educated in the 1850s. That was unheard of. The woman could fix or build anything. A true engineering genius. I was obsessed. I dragged a friend with me to Dayton to trace their story. Huffman Prairie, museums, Woodland Cemetery, and then a house that I wasn't even aware of until that day. A mansion the brothers started building in 1912, Hawthorne Hill. You know, standing in front of it, I said to my buddy, I said, man, have you ever thought about the Wright brothers in any context other than December 17th, 1903? Because I swear I had. It seemed to me like their story began and ended on that one day. And then my friend looked up from the brochure about the house that he was reading, and he said, Bob, did you know that Orville Wright lived to see Chuck Yeager break the sound barrier in 1947? Wait a minute. What did you say? You mean from sewing muslin cloth wings and hand-carving propellers above a bike shop in Dayton, Ohio, to the sound barrier being broken? I mean, you talk about a new perspective, folks. I knew I had a story, and now I knew exactly where it would begin. At the end.